show our wonder why at your feet. A simple song becomes a symphony, a wondrous melody deep inside of me. Echoes from the other shore. Oh, sure, I wonder why at your feet a simple song becomes a symphony. Wondrous melody deep inside of me. Echoes from the other
everybody, this is Osho Radio. You're going to listen today to a part of a discourse by Osho. The full discourse is like a roller coaster. It lasts for 1.5 hour and Osho takes you through the controversial subjects, the confrontations, showing you the way how to encounter them and just be yourself. The full discourse is like an adventure. You step into it. And after 1.5 hour, you come out of it as a different person. As always, we recommend to download the full discourse through oshoworld.com audio. Today's discourse is from a series called the Dhammapada, Volume 2, Number 7. In these discourses, Osho talks about the way of the Buddha. And today he is talking about two sutras, in which he explains the difference between the fool and the wise man. Osho is talking about our foolishness, how we're playing the fool in the outside world, and how we're fooling ourselves. Also, he talks about the master being the biggest friend you can ever have.
The sutras. How long the night to the watchman? How long the road to the weary traveler? How long the wandering of many lives to the fool who misses the way? The night is very long to the watchman. Why? He cannot relax. He has to keep himself somehow awake. It is a struggle. he has to keep himself awake against nature, because the night is meant to relax and rest and go to sleep. He is fighting against nature. So is the fool. The fool goes on fighting against nature. He tries to swim against the current. Hence, his misery is long, unnecessary long. He makes it thousandfold because he cannot let go. He cannot relax. The first indication of a foolish mind is that it cannot relax. It is always tense. It is always on guard. It is always afraid. How long the night to the watchman? It is not so long for those who are resting, relaxing, and have gone into deep sleep. It goes so fast. Just one moment you were awake, then you fall asleep, and the next moment you are awake, it is morning. You cannot believe the night has flown so fast. If you had been really restful, the more you rest, the faster the night flows. The faster the night flies. If your rest is total, time disappears. This is something to be understood. Time is a psychological phenomenon. I am not talking about the time that you see in the clock. I am talking about the psychological time. When you are happy, relaxed, peaceful, time flies fast. When you are in pain, misery, anguish, time goes very slowly. It seems unending. Have you sat by the side of a dying man in the night? It seems as if the morning will never come. The night seems so long. It is the same night. The same night you can sit with your beloved. And it flies so fast that you cannot believe. Because you were happy, and you were relaxed, and you were enjoying, and you were moving with nature, not fighting. Love means surrender. Love means relaxation. Albert Einstein was asked again and again in his life, what is the theory of relativity? It is a complicated theory and it cannot be explained easily to people who are not aware of higher mathematics. In fact, it is said that only 12 persons on the whole of the earth understood exactly what Einstein means by the theory of relativity. How to explain it to a layman? So he had made this beautiful explanation. He will say that you sit on a hot stove and then 1 second seems to be almost like eternity, non-ending. It is so hot. It is so painful. And then you hold the hand of your beloved and sit by her side on the bank of the river in the full moon night. And hours go like moments. This, he used to say, is the theory of relativity. Everything depends on you, on your psychological state. Time is not a physical, material phenomenon. It is psychological. Hence, in deep meditation, time disappears totally. And this is not something new. The mystics have known it down the ages. They have called all the mystics of all countries that time stops when meditation really begins. Jesus is asked by somebody, "You talk so much about the kingdom of God. What is going to be very special about it? Something that we don't know at all. Tell us something about the kingdom of God which will be absolutely special." And do you know what he said? A very strange answer. He said, "There shall be time no longer." Yes, in the kingdom of God there can be time no longer. Because time exists only in the proportion of pain, anguish, anxiety. If all anxiety, all pain, all nightmares disappear, time disappears. Time is a mind phenomenon. If there is no mind, there is no time. And you also know about it. This relativity you have felt. Once we have moved away from the world, once we have our own small world, once we drop all the bridges, time will start disappearing. My effort is to give you a taste of timelessness. Once you have tasted it, then you can be back into the world and it will remain with you. The most important thing is to taste it once at least, no time, and suddenly you are transported into another world. This world consists of time and space. That's how Albert Einstein defines it, spatio-time. He makes one word out of the two. Because he says time is nothing but the fourth dimension of his space. So this world consists of space and time. And in meditation you disappear from both, or both disappear from your being. You don't know where you are. You are certainly more than you have ever been. You are totally there, but there is no space confining you and no time defining you. A pure existence, once tasted, and all foolishness disappears. The fool lives in time, The wise man lives in timelessness. The fool lives in mind. The wise man lives in no mind. How long the night to the watchman? How long the road to the weary traveler? Just look at people's faces. How tired, weary, utterly frustrated they look. And they not only look, they are. Their souls are tired. Their very being has become a kind of boredom. They are dragging themselves. No joy, no dance in their steps. No song in their heart. No gratitude, no thankfulness that they are. On the contrary, so many complaints. Just think, if you meet God someday, what you are going to say to Him. It will be difficult even to say hi. You will be so angry with Him, so utterly annoyed, irritated, that this is the man who created you. This is the man who created the world. It is simply because of this that God goes on hiding. Otherwise, people are bound to kill Him. They won't leave Him alive. He has to hide. Just to survive, He has to hide. How long the road to the weary traveler? How long the wandering of many lives to the fool who misses the way? And the fool is bound to miss the way. Why? Because he thinks he already knows the way. Because he thinks he is on the way. Everybody else is wrong. He is right. He believes that if everybody follows him, everything will be right in the world. He is a fanatic. He has the Bible, the Quran, the Vedas. What else is needed? He knows all the beautiful dogmas of all the religions. What more is needed? He knows the way. But when Buddha uses the word way, he means Dhamma. Es Dhammo Sanantano. He means the way that takes you out of your ego. The way that takes you out of your mind. The way that takes you out of your identities. The way that makes you an absolute nothingness. The way that helps you to dissolve into the whole. He is not talking about religions. He is not talking about so-called techniques, devices, methods. When he uses the word way, he means exactly what Lao Tzu means by Tao. Tao exactly means the way. Way to what? Way beyond yourself. The way that leads you out of your confined, imprisoned state into the open. how long the wandering of many lives, and it is really a long, long wandering, not of one day or one life, but of many lives, of millions of lives. And if people are tired, it is not surprising. If their eyes look full of dust, it is not surprising. If their souls are covered with layers of dust, it is not surprising. If they no more reflect, if their mirrors are lost, it is not an accident. It is understandable, although unforgivable. Because nobody else is responsible for this situation except you. And if you decide, you can drop all the layers of dust this very moment. And the moment you drop all the dust of your thoughts, you are on the way. You are the way. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the door. Christians go on interpreting it as if Jesus is the way. That is not true. That is utterly falsifying Jesus. When Jesus says, I am the way, he is saying, whoever can say, I am, there is the way. He is not talking about Jesus, the son of Joseph and Mary. He is talking about this I am-ness. The moment in deep silent meditation you come across this I am-ness, you are the way. It is not a question of being a Christian. It is not what Christians go on telling to the whole world, that unless you come to Jesus, you will not find the way to God. That is sheer nonsense. Because Buddha has found without being a Christian. And Muhammad has found without being a Christian. And Mahavira has found, and Krishna has found, and Lao Tzu has found. I have found without being a Christian. That is nonsense. But what Jesus really means is true. Moses asked God, when he encountered God, a beautiful story. Remember, it is a story, not history. History is a very ordinary thing. History consists of Tamerlan and Genghis Khan and Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong. History is very ordinary. It consists of all that is ugly. It is not a history. It is a parable, a metaphor of tremendous poetry and beauty. It says when Moses encountered God, he asked, who are you? And God is reported to have said, I am that I am. That's what Jesus means when he says, I am the way. If you can feel your own being, your own amness, you will find the way. The fool cannot find it. He goes on and on, living in the same desires, in the same stupid thoughts, in the same memories. The fool is repetitive. He only repeats what he knows. He never endeavors to go beyond his knowledge. And truth is unknown. Just watch your mind and you will be able to understand what I am trying to convey to you. Your mind is repetitive. It says, yesterday the food was very good. Let us go to the same hotel again. Yesterday that man was very friendly. Let us find him again. It wants to repeat the yesterdays. And it does not allow the today to have its own being. It does not allow even the tomorrow to have its own being. For tomorrow's also it has plans to repeat just that it has known in the past. And what you have known in the past, except misery. But you have become familiar with it and you go on repeating it. The fool is repetitive. The wise lives every moment anew. He is born anew each moment. He dies to the past every moment and is born again. The wise man's whole life is a process of rebirthing. The wise man is not born once, he is born every moment again and again. The old never takes hold of him. But the fool is born only once and then he goes on repeating. If you go on repeating, you will miss the way. Because your emptiness, your being, is absolutely fresh and always young. It is never old. The mind grows old, the body grows old, but the being knows nothing of time. How it can grow old? It is always young. It is always youthful. It is as fresh as dew drops in the early morning sun. It is as fresh as lotus leaves in the lake. If the traveler cannot find master or friend to go with him, let him travel on alone rather than with a fool for company. The best thing is to find a master, because the master is the greatest friend possible. Hence Buddha says, master or friend. If the traveler cannot find master or friend to go with him, let him travel on alone rather than with a fool for company. But avoid fools. And that's what you never do. You collect fools around yourself. There is some secret in it. When you are surrounded by fools, you appear superior. It is very ego-fulfilling. Hence, nobody wants to live with somebody who is superior. People want to live with the inferiors. Because the inferiors give you the idea that you are great. To be with a master, you will have to drop that idea that you are great. You will have to drop all that rubbish. You will have to drop your whole ego. You will have to surrender. You will have to dissolve in the master. Hence, people avoid masters. How many people went to Jesus? Very few can be counted on fingers. How many people went to Buddha? Very few. This has been always so. But people are very happy in going to the Rotary Club. It feels very good when you are surrounded by fools. It feels very good. All fools dressed up. And every fool feeling better than the others. And every fool bragging about himself. And every fool is being supported by other fools. People love to be in the crowds. Because in the crowds you can forget your inferiority. That's why people don't leave crowds. One crowd is that of Hindus, another is that of Mohammedans, the third is that of Christians, and so on and so forth. Nobody wants to leave the crowd. And even if sometimes people leave one crowd, they immediately join another. They escape somehow from one prison just to enter into another. They cannot live alone. Buddha says, it is better to live alone than to live with fools. If you can find a master or a friend, good. If you cannot, then it is better to be alone. Hard, of course, it will be to be alone. Difficult it will be, because the crowd will create so many difficulties for you. The crowd does not love individuals. It does not want anybody to be independent. It wants everybody to be dependent on the crowd. It will create trouble for you. But all those troubles are cleansing. All those troubles are challenges. They sharpen your intelligence. They will make you wise. Thank you.
been fighting with the river for as long as I can think. I've been going against the current, I was scared that I would sink. I was swimming, didn't realize that floating felt so sweet. Now I'm absolutely wasted and I'm accepting my defeat. I've been busy in the future, I was running round the past. Now this moment's catching up with me and it's happening at last. I was living my dreams, I've been trying to beat the heat. Just like fighting with your shadow and I'm accepting my defeat. This fight to keep it going and you'll end up in a hole. Maybe money in the bank, but like a ghost without a soul. At the point where you are starving, though you eat and eat and eat. Let it go now, let it happen, I'm accepting my defeat.
This time we have a meditation for you called Feel I Am. I am existing. Go deep into this feeling. Just sitting, go deep into this feeling. I am existing. I am. Feel it, don't think it, because you can say it in the mind, I am, and it is futile. Your head is your undoing. Don't go on repeating in the head, I am existing. It is futile. It is useless. You miss the point. Feel it deep down in your bones. Feel it all over your body. Feel it as a total unit, not in the head. Just feel it. I am. Don't use the words I am. Don't make it a mantra. And sitting, don't say I am existing. There is no need. Everyone knows and you know already that you are existing. There is no need. It is futile. Feel it. I am existing. Feeling is a different thing. Totally different. Try it. And you can do it anywhere. Just riding on a bus, or traveling in a train, or just sitting, or lying down on your bed. Try to feel existence as it is. Don't think about it. When you start feeling existence, the whole world becomes alive to you in a totally new way you have not known it. Then you pass through the same street and the street is not the same, because now you are grounded in existence. You meet the same friends, but they are not the same, because you are different. When you are rooted, you are one with the whole, and the existence exists for you. You are not a beggar. Suddenly, you become an emperor.
inside is the real home.
We're getting close to the end of the program. The music today before the lecture was by Maduro, Yashu and Richa. After the discourse you listen to Bindu, Nadama, and we're gonna finish with a beautiful song by Devakant called Inside is Forever. Don't forget to download the discourse from oshoworld.com audio. Bye bye everybody. Have a good time and take care. Namaste.
is for